Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, this is some bad news. United Airlines, I mean, they tried to get some good press earlier this week along with a lot of the other airlines by talking about eliminating change fees, which, I mean, cool, but is that really that big of a deal? You could have done that a long time ago. Now, some not-so-great press. United Airlines has just announced to their employees as of Wednesday this week that it plans to eliminate 16,000 jobs as as October, though. So don't worry about it. It's way down the road, like 30 days away. Man. This is when the federal coronavirus stimulus funds end. I just don't understand, like, why all of this money gets funneled into these companies if it doesn't save the jobs. Isn't the whole point is that it's supposed to save the jobs?
Yes.
The announcement comes, again, on the heels of American Airlines saying it will slash around 20,000 jobs at around the same time. I mean, the travel industry is clearly struggling, but that's the point of giving them billions of dollars. Like, how did they have no money at all? So basically all of the money that was given to them, they floated their employees until October, and now 36,000 people that work in the travel industry are all simultaneously going to get fired. Which,
because it's not for them. It's for the golden parachute.
I mean, geez,
like, there's no other way to think about it, right? Like you said, like, where is the money going if it's not going to the employees?
Well, the way that even if it is floating them just till now you think about it, if we're looking at it federally, you know, the $600 that was being passed out is now, you know, depending on your state, some states don't have it. Some states have lowered it by 50%. So now you are in another precarious position because some of that aid just isn't there that was there before.
Right. And so if you got fired from the jump, then you get regular unemployment plus the $600. Yeah. And now the extra money is gone. So you're like, well, that doesn't really work out well for me.
And I mean, how far away are we? You know, I think we're just like a year away from hearing another $1 billion profits. You know, we continue to bail out these industries and we continue to bail out these companies that, you know, they tell us to plan ahead and they do not. And then they gouge us at every single turn. And that's where my biggest issue is that they just fuel tax. And then the seats have become incredibly uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. All of this, they have made travel, which should probably be at an, like, price-wise, much lower than it is. But it's, you know, the prices aren't going down. They're actually going up still, and it's 2020.
Yeah, I mean, you think about the way that they have made travel unpleasant for everyone. Like, most
Absolutely.
People that I know dread traveling. It used to be people would get dressed up to travel.
Luxury,
because,
yeah,
because it was really like a fun experience and they treated you so well, and that unfortunately is just gone. And really, I mean, I feel for the 36,000 people that are all simultaneously getting laid off, because then there's no jobs, right? There's no, you can't get a job anywhere because so many people have just flooded the market. It stinks. So if you're in the travel industry, feel for you guys, certainly, and hope that we get some good news other than them just eliminating things like change fees. So some good news today. All newborn babies obviously are rather fragile, and when a Category 4 hurricane is barreling towards your city like it was in Lake Charles, Louisiana, the mandatory evacuations don't exactly apply to the newest residents of the area. 19 newborns were in a hospital in Lake Charles, Louisiana, as they're trying to figure out what to do. Well, staff members at the Lake Charles Memorial Hospital were adamant that if the babies couldn't be evacuated safely, they're staying behind to take care of these babies until the danger passes. And if you think about that sort of sacrifice, when you think about 135 mile per hour winds hammering the city, it's something. So a doctor and 14 nurses, including two neonatal nurses, three respiratory therapists, stayed behind in the NICU caring for these tiny little babies as the storm was raging through the night. No idea if their building was still going to be standing at the end of it, which is really incredible.
Heroes.
Yeah. Earlier in the day, the babies had been ferried from a single-story Lake Charles Memorial Hospital for Women to the hospital's sturdier 10-floor main building. Some of the infants were on respirators, ventilators. Some were born premature as early as 23 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So the director of communications for the Lake Charles Memorial Hospital Hospital told CNN, we transferred 19 NICU babies from that facility to our main campus in record time. 19 babies across the city in under 2 hours. But you think about just how fragile that little life is. And these incredible medical professionals who are willing to risk it all to take care of these babies that had no other way of surviving other than these people making the arguably the ultimate sacrifice, right? Mm-hmm. To put themselves in harm's way, literally, when they know that this storm is roaring in, and you know, there's all this talk about it's. Thankfully, that storm, you know, trailed off a little bit. But I mean, they were talking about how this storm could have been worse than any of the other ones that they'd seen in the past. And wow. So that kind of sacrifice is pretty unbelievable and really just a beautiful thing.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So if you are carefully jotting down things to purchase in the near future, go ahead and add this $75 million property in Virginia to it. It includes some lovely things. It's owned by the CEO of Hennessy and Louis Vuitton. The current owner put about $100 million into renovations on the property. Again, it's only listed for $75 million. So, I mean, not too bad if you consider it. But it has a winery, oh. A brewery, a oh. Go-kart track, and even has retired Budweiser Clydesdale horses that come with the property. Isn't that
whoa,
cool?
That is really
those
cool.
Big-ass horses.
Yeah.
What do you
they
do
eat
with them?
Yeah, what do you, yeah. I think you just look at them.
You raise them on the go-kart
yeah.
track?
Yeah. It's 4,500 acres, features 26 houses, and again, it was once owned by the guy, his name is Bernard Arnault, which is the most CEO name ever. Mm-hmm. The current owner, Tom Sullivan, again, put about $100 million into the renovations. The upgrades include a fully functioning winery and brewery, the go-kart track, event spaces, two tennis courts, a pool, a 180-foot water slide, and the collection of Clydesdale horses that were part of the Budweiser herd.
When you say that this guy is, or you say this place is in Virginia, it's got to be like right next to D.C. because what else are you paying $70 million for in Virginia?
75. Let's not forget the extra $5 million.
Five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's got to be like right outside D.C.
It's got to
right?
be. It's got to be. I mean, I'm sure, but it can't be that close to D.C. because you're talking about 4,500 acres, which is a lot of land. So. But yeah, I mean, pretty impressive estate. No question
also,
about it.
Also, did you know that Hennessy and Louis Vuitton were under the same umbrella?
Never knew it.
And Moët Champagne, right? Yeah, I had no
I mean,
idea
I knew Hennessy and Moët. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know shoes and liquor were hand in hand.
Yeah, beautiful travel luggage and champagne. Yeah.
Is it Louis Vuitton or is it Louboutin?
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about Louis Vuitton shoes, the red bottoms.
No, sorry.
Okay,
no.
But still. Did not know that Louis Vuitton was hand in hand with Annie. That's pretty cool.
Do you know who can buy that property now if they so choose? Turns out Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they are obviously, you know, in Hollywood now and they're doing their thing. Relocated to California in March. Good time to go. They have just signed a deal. We talked about their Spotify deal, which is reportedly, you know, seven figures. But now they've just signed a deal. It's a multi-year deal with Netflix that they're saying could be upwards of $150 million, which is pretty insane. So I guess it depends on how many pieces of programming they produce, because I saw another one that said $100 million. Either way, I mean, you're talking about nine figures here, so an obscene amount of money for these two. And I don't know. I mean, do they have $150 million worth of interesting content in them?
No.
Because
no, they
I
do
don't
not.
Think so.
I want to know the dirt on the queen.
Well,
that's what I want to know.
Here's the thing. They're not going to, be starring in any of the stuff that they produce.
Oh, so ew. So
they're just going to be the producers, and their names are going to be attached to programming. So I don't know, man. Like, I get that, you know, you see, you know, some of these deals that are being made and you go, wow, that's a lot of money for somebody who's really never dabbled in that field before. We saw that kind of with Obama. He got a big time deal with Netflix as well, and not really known for, you know, more known for his politicking than his movie and television production. He got a big deal, him and his wife did, and
more
now,
presidenting, less producing is what you're saying. Yeah.
And now we're seeing Harry and Meghan Markle. So to me, this is just kind of like Netflix's way of buying
big
their
names.
Way next to people of power.
It's starting to make more sense though, because I feel like Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's or they were living in Tyler Perry's house as an internship to learn how to produce.
They aren't doing that themselves. Come on.
Well, then why were they in Tyler Perry's house? Because it still doesn't make any sense to me.
Because Tyler Perry's worth $1 billion
now. So you're just like, here's this house. They weren't just like, hey, do you want to like take this crash course and
what are they learning?
Madea 101?
Yeah, they're not putting on dresses. Though I would watch it. That would be worth $100 million if Prince Harry became a Madea style character.
You're putting this past Prince Harry to put on a dress. I mean, don't you remember when he was naked in the suite at the Wynn? I mean, it wasn't that long ago that he was butt naked.
They, you know, like I said, they've elevated themselves and now they've distanced themselves from the royal family. They got to find a way to make money. And I'm with Audrey. You know, it seems awfully convenient that Tyler Perry is retiring Madea right around the time that this is going on.
Yeah. Hold on. Do any of you know what Prince Harry's real name is? Like, does anyone know if it's Henry, actually?
Oh,
but. Huh. I was like, I was like, hang on, what's Prince Harry's last name?
Isn't it Sussex?
No, he's the Duke of Sussex.
Is it Harry?
He has four first names.
Yeah, it's his name is Henry Charles Albert David. Had no idea. And his
last
brother
name's David?
Yeah, well, kind of. His brother William's real name is William Arthur Philip Lewis Windsor.
Yeah, okay.
Why do they have Windsor's
the last name, right? It's, yeah. But House why do they have four names each?
It's like hip hop artists, man. You start throwing stuff out there.
See what sticks.
Yeah.
They just decide.
That so is the royal version of adding Lil before your rapper name. That's what they're doing.
You have Henry Charles Albert David all to choose from, and you go Harry?
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I grew up Northern Illinois. Every year during the winter, we would have chili day. Always got a cinnamon roll with that chili. Always dipped the cinnamon roll into the chili. I'm just saying.
Message deleted.
Okay, I grew up in the Midwest. Mahoney grew up in the Midwest. I mean, Ian, you're a Midwest kid as well. I mean, it's not like just a Midwest thing, though. I think that's like very specific. I'd never heard of the cinnamon roll and chili before we got that comment about it yesterday. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Ian, have you heard of it before yesterday?
Absolutely not. And I, to be honest with you, would never try it.
Huh. I'm looking. It's actually kind of like a Kansas thing is what first popped up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Missouri and St. Louis. And, you know, like I'm all about anything that is unhealthy. Like if it is unhealthy, I know it tastes good. So I want it in my body. And I'd never heard of that combination, but I'm willing to try it. I feel like
good.
The savory and the sweet and all of that together just like kind of works out really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, normally the savory and sweet together, I'll pass on that. Like I'm not a French fries and the frosty guy from Wendy's, any of that stuff.
You don't like chicken and waffles?
No, not really. I mean, I've had it before, but I'm also not like a big sweet guy. But the cinnamon roll specifically with the chili does actually sound quite good. So I feel like
the textures of those two complement each other very nicely as well. You know,
like you could dunk the cinnamon roll in there and actually like soak up some of the chili.
Well, I would need a super doughy cinnamon roll though.
Very doughy.
It's gotta
very
be doughy.
Yeah, very, yeah, yeah, not hard, hard stuff. Yeah.
No,
I mean, you are a monster if you're making hard cinnamon rolls. But I mean, if you think about it, it's like sausage. You know, if you go to the, you know, one of the finest breakfast establishments around, the International
Waffle House,
of Pancakes, and you get like sausage and pancakes, that's kind of a similar thing. You've got like a meat and you've got a,
sponge.
A very soft, spongy material under there.
Be honest, and they go if you got the sausage links and you cut a little piece off, I mean, I'm always doing a little detour through the syrup. I'm like,
oh, heck yeah.
Oh, I'm for sure directly onto my sausage.
Oh, directly on.
Oh,
even if I dunk in pancakes.
You dirty boy.
I still know. He's drowning them.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's up, Dave and Mahoney? Hey, I just got a message saying that the CDC has updated the death count from whatever it was to total deaths in the U.S. of 9,210. Everything else was people that had unrelated illnesses or whatever. So basically, we shut the country down for 9,000 people dying, which is less than what the flu killed.
Message deleted.
Okay, yeah. Let's just go ahead and clarify.
It's also 9,000 deaths, regardless of whether that number is correct or not. It's still 9,000 people's lives, sir.
And Audrey, I'm kind of with you on this. The whole like trying to spin that 180,000 people dying is not that big of a deal, or even 9,000 people that are Americans dying is not that big of a deal, is really a pretty awful thing to do when you think about the fact that there are hundreds of thousands of families dealing with the death of a loved one right now, and people are trying to find a way to minimize it. Like,
absolutely.
Stop that. What the CDC said is that almost all of the deaths are people that have had underlying or other conditions, which is what they have said since the beginning. But 60% of Americans have some sort of underlying condition. So it's not like, oh, well, they're just a bunch of old sick people anyhow, and they deserve to die.
Right.
Let's stop with that.
Sidebar, even whenever he was like, and that's less than the number that has died from the flu. We're just so desensitized to death, I think, that like even saying that is just disgusting to me, because people dying from the flu is also bad. So why are we comparing and contrasting between what death is?
Every year.
And guess what?
Every year.
The people that die from the flu also have generally some sort of underlying condition. It's like saying, oh, well, that person got into a car accident and that's where they died. But I'm not mad that they got T-boned. I'm not mad that they got T-boned by a drunk driver, because they also had diabetes. So, you know, they kind of deserved it.
Well, and on top of this, if you want
right?
to start thinking
like,
about the world
mentality?
Or the U.S., like, you know, like, oh, I can't believe this is happening here in America, whether you agree with it or not. Look at the rest of the world. Like, there are countries. Let's just take two countries that really hate each other, like Iran and Israel. They hate each other probably more so than any two countries on the entire planet. And both of them can agree that this is a thing. And then you look at the rest of the world and everybody else is agreeing the same thing. It's not just like this is a localized, you know, political game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yes, there's things that are going on, but the whole world doesn't shut down because they're trying to advance some sort of agenda. For their political side. That's not what's going on here.
Yeah, as it turns out, the world actually does not revolve around any one person, no matter what they tell you.
Please leave a message.
Unless that person's like really, really big, and then they
then physically, I guess,
really big gravitational pull. Like if you thought of like the Marvel supervillain Galactus, maybe the world would revolve around him. Because
he's
so
nerd.
Big.
My former neighbor Marge. I mean, she was enormous. We called her Large Marge. So.
Oh, you're so.
Please leave a message after the tone.
That was her hip hop name.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, she came up with the name Large Marge. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Audrey, are you singing Darling, Darling, Darling? That is so adorable.
Message deleted.
So we were doing Tipsy Your Toddler yesterday, and Audrey was singing in reference to this.
Darling, 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 please don't take my bed. Darling, darling.
And then Audrey broke into song.
No.
Will we get it again today?
No.
No.
Oh. I have to conserve my voice, you know, for my next performance.
Yeah.
I mean, I can try. I don't think it's going to be as good as yesterday.
It wasn't good. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Darling, 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 darling.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no.
Okay. Just fire us now.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So people are furious at Joe Rogan already. They say that he has sold out to Spotify in the $100 million deal. Joe Rogan fans have been left disappointed, they're saying, after his podcast, which had the archive uploaded, of course, to Spotify, was missing some of the more controversial episodes, like with Alex Jones and disgraced comedian Chris D'Elia. And they're saying, well, how on earth Joe Rogan is already being censored by Spotify? First off, here's how things work. If Spotify is going to pay $100 million for the rights to his show, they can do whatever the hell they want. And also, when people say that you've sold out, they act like it's a bad thing.
For $100 million?
Tell me anyone that wouldn't sell out for $100 million.
Because I can't have a video of Alex Jones on there anymore? Yeah, well,
you can look it up on YouTube.
I'm out in a hot second. And on top of that, if you don't like it, stop listening. There
right.
you go.
Yep, there's...
Done.
There's a
You're not paying
good
for
solution.
It.
Yep.
It's actually free on Spotify and it's free on YouTube. You can choose to enjoy it or not. But if this is really causing that much of an outrage, then just stop. Like much like everything else, like you know, there's plenty of radio programs and television programs that I do not like. And you know what I don't do? I don't watch them.
You don't listen to them. You don't watch them. You don't consume them. What an interesting idea! It's sort of like food. There's a lot of food that I don't like. Do you see me raging about how sauerkraut needs to be canceled on Twitter?
Right.
You don't. I just
don't
choose not to consume it. What
you
a novel concept!
Eating salads? Can you imagine?
And on top of that, let me tell you this too.
I don't know. That's a great example. Mahoney rages about salad a lot.
Salad is. He's the devil's legs, literally.
That's Except what I was meaning. Like, could you imagine him eating a salad? He chooses not to eat it. An egg salad. Huh? The horror. Could you imagine?
Imagine if every day he sat down for lunch and ate a salad and then live blogged about how much he hated it. Like, stop being exhausting.
I may start a hate blog for salad soon enough, but...
I'd subscribe.
I'm going to open a salad spite shop right next to you that sells nothing but heads of lettuce.
it's all going to wilt. It's all going to go bad. Nobody's going to buy it. So your profits are literally just going to wilt away, my friend. You
know, heads will.
See, Ian had a head of lettuce joke ready to go. He just needed to be set up for it. That was perfect. Heads will roll. That's hilarious.
Heads
will
roll. Okay. Let
us
roll.
Dave, I will definitely buy it.
Oh, let us roll. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. You don't even have to buy. I'm just going to give it away. I'm just going to make sure that there's as much traffic as possible coming by Mahoney's house to get
actually,
free
you
heads
know what?
Of lettuce.
When you think about cases of salmonella that are out here in the U.S.
What?
A lot
what?
Of times.
What do you call it?
Salmonella.
What?
It's not salmonella.
Yeah, it is.
Salmonella.
It's basically just poop.
Salmonella.
And it's always linked to lettuce. It's always linked to lettuce.
S-A-L, not C-E-L.
Salmonella.
You're so stupid.
You are.
You
stupid.
Literally just said salmonella wrong.
That's how it's spelled.
How is it spelled?
Ian.
Mahoney, come on. You got this.
Go ahead.
Sound it out. Starts with.
I got some coffee.
He looked it up.
But it's not coming up because he's spelling it C-E-L.
Salmonella spelled, you dummy.
Go for it then.
Like I said, I gotta go get coffee.
All right.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You've heard all these songs plenty of times before, but the question is, can you tell what they are when somebody else is performing them? Everyone that Did somebody just fall over? What happened? Daughter, did you
I took my mic out of the mic stand and I thought that it was on mute.
Oh.
Okay. Sorry. Holy crap. Sorry.
I was like, who ran into the microphone? No. So all of us have been to a karaoke bar before, and you know, you've heard people get up and sing a song, and it's almost unrecognizable because of their rendition of it. And that's what Cover Your Ears basically is here, right? I mean, these are songs that you've heard many times before. It's just, can you tell what they are when somebody else is performing them? So each one of these clips is 30 seconds long, and you can ring in by quickly saying your name at any point. The 30 seconds will play out, so that way people that are listening along today have a chance to also make their guess in their head before you ring in. But whoever gets more points is going to be our winner today. We have a total of four, should it be necessary, but we're going to go through three and see if we have ourselves a winner. A full point for the artist and the song, a half point for the artist or the song. Are you both ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Song number one, and cover your ears.
I'm trying to keep up with you, but I don't think I can do it. Oh, no, I've said too much. I haven't said enough. I thought I saw you laughing. I thought I heard you sing. I thought I saw you try. Every whisper, every waking hour.
Ooh,
I think I know it.
That was good.
It's just the
ring
the,
in if
the,
you know
the,
it.
The English accent,
Audrey?
And the stupid pacing.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. What is that song? It's REM, right? Losing My Religion.
Yeah,
there we go. I had
way
it.
Way to talk it through. Very nice.
Title.
Yeah. Very nicely done. Okay, on the board with a full point for Audrey. Here we go on to number two.
The city show tonight and then by the way I try to say I be now waiting for.
Okay, Mahoney, you rang in?
I'm pretty sure that is a very drunken version of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, By the Way.
That is a full point for you. Well done.
I mean, were they playing the instruments also in, or was that like a
No, they were playing
track?
those instruments.
Wow.
He was getting down on that bass.
Yes, yeah, he was.
That was actually the Red Hot Chili Peppers during the heroin years. So, yeah, that was All right, so on to number three here. Both of you have a full point. A full point on this one will give either of you a win. Good luck.
Mahoney.
Okay, Mahoney, for the win.
Not too bad. I think that was a pretty decent rendition of The Killers' Smile Like You Mean It.
For the win, Mahoney does it.
Good game, Mahoney. Good game. I guess.
See, look at that, Mahoney. She's being the bigger person here, a good sport, if you will.
Yeah,
the hardest one.
Always the better sport. But us winners,
I got the hardest question right.
We don't deal with that.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Mackenzie Bezos is now officially the richest woman in the world. And if you think about the life and times of Mackenzie Bezos, not mad that she is the richest person in the world that is a female, because she had to, even before Jeff Bezos became the supervillain that he did, she was there by his side throughout all of it. And I think that she handled this whole, like, him sending his, as the richest man in the world, pictures of his junk to some helicopter pilot mistress pretty dang well, all things considered. Never said a bad word about the guy publicly. Has said publicly as well that she is going to give away every penny of the fortune that she has made. I just think that when you think about somebody handling a really tough situation with a whole lot of class, she would be somebody that you'd look to as an example.
Yeah, I mean, the fact, why would she say anything bad when she got $60 million, man, or $60 billion? That is, and my guess is, Dave, another reason that's probably tied to that, there's probably some severe, like, you know, some serious NDA type stuff that existed in that divorce settlement, my guess. But, you know, good for her. You know, her fortune has gone up immensely over the last couple of months during quarantine, and the fact that she's like the 12th richest person in the world is wild.
Yeah, so her net worth, like you said, Mahoney, has gone up considerably. She added another $30 billion in this last year because of how much Amazon has exploded during, you know, the pandemic. And so this makes her the wealthiest woman in the world and the 12th richest person. So the price of Amazon stock skyrocketed, hitting $3,500 for the first time this week, which is pretty unbelievable, but $67.4 billion.
Unreal.
What do you even do with that money?
She said she's going to give it away, and I believe her. I believe her.
But what do you do with the excess? Because the excess is still a lot of money. You just, like, get a throne?
Yeah, why not? Get a throne and a dragon.
A house made of gold?
Yeah. It's pretty unbelievable. So speaking of very, very rich, but nowhere near that, Tyler Perry, he's 50 years old. He is now a billionaire, according to Forbes' calculations. He born into poverty in New Orleans and has said that he was poor as hell when he was coming up. The actor spent 3 months living in his car as he struggled to even make a land a role that was significant. Now estimated to be worth $1.4 billion. He has earned that in pre-tax income since 2005. He owns a $280 million, 330-acre studio in Atlanta. He also has invested in property in New York, in L.A., in Wyoming, as well as having a couple of planes. But Tyler Perry is another one of those really good guys. Yeah, everyone talks about
the community.
Yeah, just always whenever there's some sort of crisis going on, it seems like Tyler Perry is there, and he's donating his money to try to make things better. So even though I'm not a fan of the Medea series, I root for Tyler Perry.
Well, he makes other movies, too.
No, I know, but that's
just the star.
That's what he's known for.
Those. I mean, I would say, yeah, you're probably right. But it also goes to tell you that your movies don't have to be good. You just need to be good at business to become a billionaire.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
It gives us hope for all. Gives hope for all of us, even though we're not nearly as smart and somehow still way less talented.
So, Akon, the singer, he said he's planning on releasing a new cryptocurrency, and he's naming it after himself, called Akoin.
Okay.
Oh, I hate it.
God. This is why I can't get behind all the crypto stuff. And part of it's also because I just don't understand it. I guess I'm just too stupid to understand how the cryptocurrency really works and how it maintains its value. And I get that I don't really get it. But the idea that somebody can just release their own new cryptocurrency and name it after themselves seems like it would detract from the credibility, doesn't it?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. You know, technology is to be embraced by the masses, and what we do with it once it's out there, that's, you know, whether or not it was the original creator's intention or not, we find a way to pervert it. And, you know, not only is Akon looking to create his own virtual coin, which I'm all for, you do you, man, like if you feel like that's going to be a good business venture, but what he wants to do with that coin, Dave, I find to be very interesting.
What does he want to do with that coin?
He wants to start his own real-life Wakanda in Senegal. Basically, he's, even though Akon was technically born in St. Louis, he spent a lot of time. Well, no, he did, but his family's from Senegal, so he spent a lot of time in Senegal, and they, you know, they obviously like what he's done because he's probably the most world-famous, the biggest celebrity to come out of Senegal ever, at least in our lifetime. And so they gave him 4,000 acres. He wants to create a crypto.
It was close. It's 2,000 acres of land by the president of Senegal to build the city. Yeah, which,
yeah,
of course,
a real life Wakanda that's based on the crypto coin, the Akoin, which, sure, I'll move there. Why not?
I mean, it's a real life Wakanda, but he also is naming this real life Wakanda after himself. You're kind of like, man, it would just feel a lot better if you know, you didn't name the currency
if it was
and
like,
the place after
like
yourself.
Chadwick
He's
Land or
the
something.
Place after it too.
Yes.
What's the name of the place?
He just said that the first 100% crypto-based city with a coin will be the center of transactional life. I don't think they actually said
it's Akon's
crypto city
crypto
or something.
City.
Something like
yes.
That.
So, well, I mean, come on, at least just make it Akonda. Like, I mean, that makes
Akonda,
it a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, just take the W off and it's Akonda. Oh no! Come on,
Akon.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Movie Quote Quiz is a fairly simple game. Feel free to play along here. These are all really popular movies that you've seen over the years, probably. Can you figure out what they are, though, by just hearing like a short clip, like 5 to 10 seconds? Audrey, it's you versus Mahoney. You do have the option to tag me in to help out, since Mahoney is much, 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 much older than you. He has an unfair advantage. And he also doesn't ever leave his house. He just sits there and consumes media. So you can tag me in for one if you think it'll help. I'd say it's kind of a mixed bag. I've helped some of the times, other times not so much. But I'm here for you. Do you?
Yeah.
To go to the movies?
Yeah. No, I'm not going back to the movie theaters anytime soon. But I went and got fast food the other day.
Ah, yes. Yes, excellent point.
Proud of you.
Thank you for spreading fake news. Yeah. Thanks for breaking in with that one. All right, so Audrey, a total of five. You get an option. Do you want to go first or second on the first one today?
I think I would like to go first, please.
All right, so best of luck. Here we go with quote number one in the movie quote quiz.
Tonight, we stay with them.
Wow.
And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players.
Ooh, this is going to be shot in the dark. I'm going to say Mighty Ducks.
That is so incorrect.
I don't know. I don't know hockey movies.
So incorrect.
Is it like, how many hockey movies are there?
Mahoney has a chance to guess after you, so don't throw any more out there. Mahoney, do you know it?
I need to play it again because you talked over the over the audio.
What?
I would like to hear
okay.
it again.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Shh.
Tonight, we stay with them, and we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players.
5 seconds, Mahoney.
So that's Kurt Russell, and it's the movie about the Americans beating the Russians, and I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, you're right on all of that. Was it called Miracle on Ice?
Yes, it was called Miracle, 2004.
Miracle.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
so classic.
Close. So close.
No, you don't get a half point.
No, you don't get a half
you
point.
You don't get a half point. For Kurt Russell.
All right, here we go on to number two. Mahoney, you get the first crack at this one.
Still missing the cutoff man. Now that's something that I would like you to work on before next season.
All right, thanks. Thank you, Mr. Dugan.
That is one of the greatest baseball movies ever made, A League of Their Own, with Tom Hanks, Rosie O'Donnell, Gina Davis, and Madonna.
That is correct.
All right, so two sports movies back to back.
Was Bette Midler in that movie too?
Yeah, she was, yeah. Right?
No, I don't believe Bette Midler was in that film. No.
Huh.
Interesting. Okay. All right, on number three, Audrey, you're going first.
Well, that's the difference between you and me. There's only so much I can do.
That's obvious.
Harry, he doesn't need to appreciate your job to do his.
Well, he sure as hell does. How can he expect a race if he don't know what a race car can and can't do? What is this, huh? You want me to work the pit and you drive?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. What is this? Is it... like Herbie?
No.
I was about to say. Come on.
You can tag.
Go ahead, Dave.
It stays
bring
of
it home.
It stays with
the 1990 classic Days of Thunder. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Tom Cruise.
Man, Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
What
Nicole
is this
Kidman.
Week? Mm-hmm. Is this? Yeah.
It's all sports movies so far. I mean, if you want to consider Days of Thunder a sports movie, which I would.
Okay.
All right. So Audrey, you have a point. Mahoney, you have a point. Mahoney, you go first on number four. Good luck.
We got a crisis ourselves. Allow me to introduce myself. Gus Polinski. How are you? Polka King of the Midwest. The Kenosha Kickers.
Hi there. Hiya.
No?
Oh, so easy.
I mean, one of my favorite films of all time, with one of the greatest actors ever, that was John Candy making a cameo appearance in Home Alone.
And little known fact about John Candy's appearance in that, he ad-libbed almost the entire part of that movie when he was in it. He just made it all up on the spot, which is...
God, he was so good.
So good. So
that
good.
Movie literally, I mean, obviously you guys can't see me right now, but I have goosebumps. Just I love Home Alone so much. It just brings up so many, even though it's so stupid, I love every bit about it, you know?
Wow, calm down, Mahoney. Jeez.
I just love that movie.
Jeez,
okay. I will listen to the Home Alone soundtrack like once we get close to Christmas time, like on repeat.
I'm with you that you know, I mean, A Christmas Story is obviously one of the like true classics when it comes to the holidays and a movie that you always watch around that time of year. Home Alone is even more important in my opinion, because that was as far as like childhood movies that I watched over and over and I loved so much that I enjoy every time that I watch it, Home Alone's up there. All right, Audrey, fifth and final one. You get to go first here. It's on you. If you get this right and you get the full point on it, you will win today, but got to get it. Here we go.
Did he just move?
Kenny called. He's in jail. He didn't leave a number. Sincerely, the guy on the couch.
I don't have a single clue. Oh, God, is it like Grandma's Boy or something?
Close.
I don't know.
Ah, good so guess. Close.
What became? What came before Grandma's Boy? What paved the way for Grandma's Boy? That was Stephen Wright in, or Stephen Wright's voice in Half Baked.
These are all like geared towards Mahoney. I'm saying collusion. I think Mahoney sent all of these clips to Ian for this week. What were those? Those aren't classics.
Those are what do you tell? Every one of those was a great
okay,
movie.
Home Alone's a classic. Home Alone's a classic.
Home Alone. Days of Thunder is pretty classic. Yeah, Half Baked, yes.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So yesterday here in Nevada, only 149 new cases of COVID-19 get reported. And that is the lowest number of new cases that we have seen in months since June 15th. And we talk about, you know, how deaths, we really would like to see those come down. And, you know, for the week, the average has dropped, but 149 new cases is again, the lowest since June 15th. Here we are in September. That is, it's encouraging. Now, the thing that has a lot of people spooked, of course, is that Labor Day weekend is this weekend. And so, you know, we've seen these spikes after Memorial Day weekend and after 4th of July, and everyone wants to get out and party. And, you know, the weather is getting a little bit nicer and a little bit more manageable outside. And so you're like, man, I just hope that there's not a huge spike. But this weekend is going to be pretty hot. So, you know, tomorrow the high is 111 on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So it is definitely going to be a hot weekend here in Las Vegas. But the fact that the cases continue to trend down is a good thing. So let's hope that there's not a spike after Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, we, you know, we've done a good job. Everybody's, you know, trying to do their part. And, you know, this is encouraging news. I mean, it really is. You know, they're continuing to talk about a vaccine. They're saying maybe as early as November, which would be absolutely amazing. You know, but we can't count on that until then. In the meantime, let's do everything that we can and keep it going, man. Like, I'm, you know, I was talking to my dad who lives in kind of a smaller town in Missouri, and they have literally 1/20th of the population that we have here in Las Vegas. And they have, like, literally yesterday, I think they had 200 cases. So literally double the amount of cases with a 20th of the population. So, you know, I mean, that says to me that Las Vegas is doing a pretty good job. And, you know, shout out to a lot of the businesses who are, you know, enforcing the mask rules and keeping everything clean, man. Like, you walk into a grocery store or a PT's
immaculate
or any other bar, and those, like, can we keep that going?
Yeah, please, right.
Let's keep that clean going.
Yeah, so the total amount for the whole state was 222 cases yesterday. So what you're saying, Mahoney, is that, you know, a place that's a small little town in Missouri has, you know, as many cases as the entire state of Nevada reported yesterday. And 141 was a count for Clark County that came in yesterday. So, again, encouraging to see these cases going down. Let's keep it up. So the monorail is broke, and they are trying to, I guess, sell it to the LVCVA. There was an action that was taken on Tuesday by the authority's board to give the president and CEO, Steve Hill, the power to execute a purchase agreement for the monorail not to exceed $24.26 million. The motion passed with the approval of all the board members present except for Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman. Hill said the eventual transaction will likely include the monorail filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So, the monorail, maybe that's a good thing for some people. I don't know anyone that rides the monorail with any sort of regular... I get it's not designed for locals, but even tourists, when they come to town, I don't know anyone that's like, I got to get my tickets for the monorail. This is
monorail.
So,
no,
monorail.
But yeah, the monorail, the monorail is going into bankruptcy likely. And then if it does go into bankruptcy, they would buy the monorail for $24 million.
We really need to watch The Simpsons, because The Simpsons, like, literally, you know, the episode about the monorail, which I think was like in their second or third season, so this is could be literally going back to like 1989 or 1990, knew that a monorail was a bad idea back then. So
they're
like,
always predicting, you know.
Yep.
So
predict it all. So, you guys know who Michelle Fiore is? She's on the city council. I've never really paid much attention.
She was mayor pro tem for a while, but she got booted from that because she made some dumb racist remarks.
Yeah, well, she said something else pretty stupid yesterday. So they were talking about testing the most vulnerable population in and around Las Vegas to try to quell the spread of COVID-19.
Oh,
and she was talking about the homeless population and how the homeless population don't deserve to get tested.
Oh, God.
She said, we're looking at testing our homeless. Guess what? Our homeless proved to be the most population with the less positive tests. That's a quote. So again, sorry for stumbling all over that, but it doesn't make any sense. Our homeless, it's like kids. Let them play in dirt. They don't get sick. That's
what?
A quote. That is a quote from someone that's actually on the city council right now.
Dehumanizing. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Like, again, man, like, here's the thing.
I have no words.
Because you are in a better place, like, you and a lot of the problem with you know, the homeless population that we have here in, you know, in Las Vegas and around the world, it's there's a mental illness problem that a lot of these people suffer from, but they are still people. They still deserve humanity. They still deserve help. And the fact that you treat them like they are dogs,
fleas,
is
even worse
insane.
Than dogs.
Right.
We treat dogs better than we do
straight
the homeless.
Dogs. Yeah. Way better.
Exactly.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's just, it's gross, man. And I hope that people take notice and that we don't want people like this who are just dehumanizing to represent our city and our county.
That is a horrific thing to say. And the fact that she is still on the city council while
saying
that our homeless, let them play in the dirt, they don't get sick, is not just ignorant. It's evil. I mean, it's just a terrible thing to say.
If you claim to be a godly person and you claim that religion is important in your life and you cannot produce empathy for people who are worse off than you, then you are not godly. You are not religious. You are literally the antithesis of what all good things in religion stand for.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So she sucks, and I really, really hope that that they take her off the city council in quick fashion, because
pay attention.
Yeah. It really is time to start, like, paying attention to the elections of you know, local leaders as well, because, you know, everyone gets caught up in the national stuff, but the local leaders, when you have people like, you know, on the city council saying things like that,
it's a blemish on the state, it's a blemish on the county, it's a blemish on our city, man, it's gross.
So Red Rock is back. September 1st is the date that they set for reopening, and they hit it. So it's, you know, the busiest camping season, cooler temperatures. Supposedly they're coming. We'll see. But they said that Red Rock is a place where you can go now and you can camp. There are some restrictions. So just quickly going through these, credit cards are preferred for reservations. If cash is a must, host will ask for the actual amount, so there's not a lot of, you know, transactions back and forth. 6 of the 12 restrooms are closed. Group camp campsites limited to 20 people, no formal programming and things like that. Individual sites are just $20 per night and are available by reservation. But if you've been wanting to get back out and do some camping in the Red Rock Canyon National Conservation Area, that is now a thing as of this week. So good stuff, man.
I like it. You know, I mean, this is one of the things that, you know, a lot of people have been looking forward to. And I'm glad that, you know, we are moving in this direction. And, you know, if you are going to be outside, that's probably better.
If you're going to do something over, you know, Labor Day weekend and you want to hang out with, you know, friends and family, but you still want to at the same time socially distance.
Pool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good stuff.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you've talked a bunch of this week about free the nipple. And I'm not saying that's a bad idea or a good idea or anything. I'm kind of neutral on the subject. But on the flip side, release the nipple. It's okay for a guy to wear it, take off his shirt. That's okay for a woman. Great. When does it not become okay?
Message deleted.
It's always okay.
I mean, like, But come on. I think that it really is just like nudity in public spaces. Like when you're walking down the grocery store, you are expected to wear a shirt.
Well, but a man, but if a man can be, if a man can doesn't have to wear a shirt, then a woman shouldn't have to wear a shirt. The nipple and, is as much of a sexual organ as your ear is.
Milk. Yeah. I guess like the only reason why you guys have them is because it's one of the first things that actually like whenever you're turning into a human inside the womb, we all just like come out with nipples first and then our secondary organs come out later. But like, I just don't understand how it's so hard for people to grasp that like public nudity in any space, like just like if it's decent, do it. And if it's not decent, then don't do it. Like it's not a hard concept to grasp.
I don't think anyone's talking about that. Right. It's like, I mean, of course nobody wants to have somebody's like their waiter's nipple in their soup when they're bringing them food. You know, that's put it away. Right. But at the same time, if you're out at a beach or you're playing volleyball and you want to be topless, like this whole stigma is just something that we fabricated. And the only reason why nipples are even exciting at all is because we're told that we can't see them.
Man, I don't know. Playing volleyball without a shirt sounds like it would just be hard. Like the jump, and then all of a sudden, just the boob. That sounds like it would be.
Think if you could
obviously.
Like set with your boobs, pop it up, and then somebody spikes.
Sir, honestly, we could use them to our advantage. That's probably why they have them lock them up.
And also, if you're offended by like women breastfeeding in public, like you are the tiniest. You have the tiniest dong in the world. Like, settle down.
Yep.
Relax.
Settle down, man. Like, that is literally giving life to babies.
It's feeding a child.
Feeding a child.
Yeah. There's nothing sexual about that. That is just feeding a child. If you
and
can't
if you think it is gross.
Handle seeing a nipple. Perhaps you should go on the internet more. There's plenty of them.
Message after the tone.
Have you guys recently gone through and started unsubscribing to a ton of emails? I subscribed for so many thinking that I was going to get all these great offers and things are on sale. Guess what? 4 times a day is a bit excessive for emails. And if I need something, I'll just look to see if it's on sale when I need to get it.
Message deleted.
So true. I need to put that on like my mirrors for like daily affirmation for me to remember.
When I get an unsolicited email and I've automatically been added to someone's list, I rage unsubscribe. I don't know if you guys do the same thing, but I'm like, oh, you put me on that list, unsubscribe and block. Yeah,
but why do you have so many emails then?
Why do I? You mean in my inbox?
In your inbox. Like you have
it's
like 9,000 unread.
No, it's the count today is
12,000.
22,000.
Okay, so
549.
Almost a little over double what I said.
Well, because I know that I don't have to open all of the emails that I get. I mean, I just leave them in there. I know that drives some people crazy, but
yes. Well, you know, say that. I just hopped on the trend. I have 3,800 unread.
See, that's the same thing. It's the same thing. How many do you
have? But it's all spam.
Zero unread for me.
Whoa.
Zero unread. So redhead said, oh my God, my anxiety. Yeah. I mean, some people that drives crazy. I'll say this much. If I have a single unread text message, it drives me insane. Like I have to clear it, but email, there can be 100,000.
How do you know when you get a new email?
I know the count.
Why?
I've got 22,500. I've got 22,549 right now. And I know that
the unorganized one.
It's not unorganized at all. They're all right there.
It's organized chaos.
It's like an enormous filing cabinet. And also, I use Gmail.
Organized chaos is the oxymoron.
The function of Gmail is, the search is fantastic on Gmail.
Dave is an oxymoron.
That's rather hurtful.
They still make those oxypads. Remember those from the 90s?
Oxypads for your face?
Yeah, for like zits.
Oh, that's right.
Rub it on your skin.
Yeah, you just rub it on, and the zit will go away magically, and it never
like,
works.
It was just an alcohol pop. Yeah, it's an alcohol pad.
Yeah. Monique said 8,890 unread.
Attagirl.
Vega said 56,661.
Monsters.
That's years.
Kick-ass.
Wow.
Good for you.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney. So I've been gaining weight, over the last couple of years, and I just realized that I have love handles now. At what age did you get yours? I feel like a butterfly that hatched from a skinny cocoon.
Message deleted.
It's the becoming of, it's like a coming of age story for your gut. You know, when you get the love handles, you truly become a fat ass like me. My wife likes the love handles, you know, a little bit more to grab onto. So,
why would she be grabbing onto your love handles? Like, if it was the other way around,
in the bedroom,
your this wife had love handles.
Like, grabbing on.
I kind of get it. Why is she? She's like trying to hold on for 8 seconds.
I like the bull.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Federal authorities announced earlier this week they have seized $27 million in undeclared cash aboard a ship bound for the U.S. Virgin Islands, the largest such seizure in the region. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection said a dog inspecting a cargo container on Saturday aboard the ship alerted agents to the money found inside moving boxes destined for St. Thomas. No one has been arrested yet because they haven't been able to put together who exactly was supposed to get this money and everything else. But $27 million in total, the pallets were holding 24 cargo boxes with the undeclared currency.
Is that a bad boy or a good boy as far as that dog is?
Oh, that's a good boy. That is
we like him?
That is the best dog. Oh, yeah. If you're finding drug, this is drug money. You don't have 27 pallets of money that's $27 million worth of, just cash sitting around unless it's drug money. That is 100% drug money, and good on that doggo. Give him all the treats.
Can we just take the $27 million and give it to teachers? Like, can we just dog?
I thought you were going to say
give it to the dog, and I was like, "Yeah, man, get that dog $27 million. Let's see what he does."
Dogs and teachers, sure.
Teacher dogs. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
The dogs who teach other dogs how to like find stuff.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So you guys tell me if you think this is justified. An unnamed woman in a lawsuit in Manhattan filed a case against this guy. His name is Jeffrey Berger. She claims they started talking on Tinder back in August of 2019. So last year they spoke on the phone for a couple of months. They exchanged racy photos, including one where, you know, her junk was out. Before they were due to meet for a threesome with him and his girlfriend, they had a video call, and the woman became uncontrollable after backing out of their plans. Berger allegedly sent the photo of her naked to her dad via his work email account. She is now suing him for $1 million, claiming he caused emotional distress.
Yep. That's revenge porn.
I think it's totally justified.
Do something like that, like you're trying to ruin somebody's life, you're trying to hurt them, and that is not right, man. It just is not. Also, we all should preface, like, if you've never met somebody in person, do not send them a naked photo. First and foremost,
facts.
Also, always keep your face out of them. Second of all, but yes, like if you're sending this to somebody's dad or their family or their work or any of that, you are a criminal. You are a piece of garbage. And I hope the full weight of the justice system comes down upon that dude. Screw him. Oh my God.
Screw him is very light on how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that a human
no, I mean,
has
like,
absolutely
screw him,
been
take a screwdriver and
screw him himself. This feels whenever people do these kind of things, it makes me feel like if it's done so easily, you've done it something worse before, or like you've done something similar before. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if your first thing out the gate is, hey, let me send this nude photo of you to your dad. That's pretty egregious. Like, what have you done in the past before this?
And also because like, she backed out of having a threesome with you and your
Yeah, what a loser.
Because your sex life is boring and it's like you got to add somebody else in there. Yeah, just because you suck, you're mad that she's not going to participate. Yeah, man.
That's a woman beater. That's a woman beater. Like, that's not a good person.
If I'm that dad, I'm going to find that guy and kick his ass.
Oh, like, absolutely.
I mean, like, seeing your kid's junk, I mean, you change their diaper thousands of times and everything else. It's not like you're like...
It's not the principle behind it.
How dare you do that to my kid? Like, you're coming at me trying to do that. Like, so, you're trying to
We're
embarrass her
up.
In that way. Like, I'm gonna find you. I'm going to kick your ass.
As one of her girlfriends, I'd be coming through, too. Keys in the middle of my hands. Like, I'd be like, where
like,
is
ready
he?
To go.
Can we just talk real quick though, just to change it to a happier subject.
Sure.
Please.
My wife and I was kind of in the same realm. My wife and I were watching Before the 90 Days, like 90 Day Fiance. I guess there's like a lead up to 90 Day Fiance.
Yes.
Oh, is
and
there?
I was watching.
Yeah.
This guy, I was watching this one where this dude traveled to Colombia. He hadn't heard from the girl. They never talked on the phone. They never Skyped. All they ever did was text for like a year and a half. He flew to Colombia to meet her. And he's like, I'm going to be at the restaurant at 7 o'clock. And she didn't show up. Like he hadn't heard from her for days and days and days. And then she finally shows up 3 hours late. Like he sat in that restaurant after flying across the world to meet this chick. I could have swore she was going to be fake, but she was real. And it really,
she just didn't want to come. She was honestly doing it for the money at that point.
I'm not going to lie.
Really hot? Like,
she was pretty hot. Like, I mean,
3 hours hot.
Well, yeah, I mean, for that guy, yeah, sure. Oh, yes, but you looked at her photos, and it, like, they definitely look like those ones that every catfisher in the world uses. Yeah. Yeah. And then she showed up, and I was flabbergasted. I literally was like, oh my God, she's real. I thought for sure he was going to sit in that restaurant in Colombia and never see her.
She's real, but her love for him wasn't.
Did they hook up?
When she got to the restaurant, that's when we called it a night. We went to bed because we had to know. What? But we'll find out soon.
Mahoney, what a tease.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what do you refuse to throw away? You know that you probably will never, ever need this thing, but you refuse to get rid of it. Party on Henry in the chat said, I have a bag of socks. I used to buy new socks every time we traveled. Now I just have a giant bag of white socks that I make pairs out of when I need them. I'm mad at that. But I mean, do you guys have like the socks that you never, ever, ever wear? Like I've got a whole bunch of socks that I'm like, I hate these socks. I'm never going to wear them, but I, for whatever reason, refuse to
are
get rid of them.
Dress socks?
Some of them are dress socks, but
I've got knee about 50 pairs. I like knee high socks. That's like one pair says lucky on them. They're like gifted to me for St. Patrick's Day. And I'm like, where am I ever going to wear knee high Lucky Charm socks?
You never know. Your rave days might come back. You know, it's possible.
No.
Oh, that's funny. So my mom just texted me because I was talking about how she never gets rid of anything. She's kept everything over the over the course of her six kids' lives. She said, I just walked in the kitchen and I heard that. I've been working in the garage these last few days to try to organize it. Good news is that our attic area, too, I cleaned out the storage eaves a while back. So that way there's more space in the garage. But you're right. I'm too sentimental. I don't think that's too sentimental.
Oh,
I think that's
Mom.
The sweetest thing ever. But like she'll give me little things from time to time that now my kids will use. Like she gave me this marker set that I used to draw with when I was a kid. And now my kids use those markers, which
that's
I'm like,
cool.
First off, how do these markers still work after like 35 years?
Yep.
But sure enough, they do.
Yeah,
and
most of those Crayola
kids,
markers go dry in like 30 seconds now.
Yes.
Yeah. So
just not made like they used to be.
I think it's really, really very sweet of her. Erica said, my husband has a ton of PlayStation gaming magazines from the effing early 2000s that I'm going to set on fire.
I don't get the magazines. Why magazines?
It's a time and a place you can go back, and it's like a little nostalgia action going there.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm not mad at that.
I didn't know those existed.
Devin said, baseball cards and Hot Wheels haven't added to my collection in a long-ass time, but I still keep them around. Do you ever lie to yourself and you're like, man, if I ever sold my baseball cards, I'd probably have like $6 million?
No, man.
Well,
I
maybe.
Had like greasy little kid fingers, and I touched all the cards, and I bent the edges. And, you know, it's not like I was a collector.
A mint collector.
Just I've ruined everything. You know, they're basically just, you know, they were cool, but I never thought like I'm gonna
that's
make
spaghetti
money
fingers touching all over your cards.
Yeah. Stracciato said money left over from my Japan trip 7 years ago. It's too small of an amount to exchange and I'll use it someday. Yeah. Like if you have foreign currency, you're like, I don't even know like how much like the exchange rate is on this. But it's kind of weird looking, so it's sort of cool, and so I'm going to keep it forever, and then it just takes up a whole drawer of, like, random yen and other currency.
How many random drawers do you guys have in your house?
Like the junk drawers?
Random stuff. Well, yeah, random drawers. I think I have five in the house.
Yeah, I have one in, like, every room that I'm frequently in. Like, there's definitely one in the kitchen. There's definitely, like, in my, by my sink, in my bathroom upstairs. One of them, very well organized. The other one, all just junk. You know, when I want to clean off the counter, everything just goes in there. A bunch of receipts from like Best Buy from 11 years ago from some you know, USB drive that I keep telling myself I'm going to return because I don't need it. But yeah, junk drawer in every single room of the house, no question.
Do you use your guest room for like weird ass storage?
No. I've got, learned like, that the wrong like hard way. Don't you dare.
Wait, did what somebody find your Audrey? Yep.
Right next to the pepper spray.
Wait, in the guest room?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What do you refuse to get rid of, even though you know you probably should? Jorge said, my wife saves baby teeth. Her son's baby teeth, the dog's baby teeth, the girl's baby teeth will be next, I'm sure. What the F? What kind of monster did I marry?
I mean, it's cute, but also horrifying.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, someday.
Like, I get the baby shoes, like, where you, like, I don't think people do it anymore, but it was a big thing in, like, the 70s and 80s where they would, like, dip the shoes in whatever, bronze them.
I feel like the bronzing of shoes, has gone out of style a bit. Like, that used to be a thing. I remember when my dad, he used to be a cross-country coach at a university, and I think it was when he retired that they bronzed a shoe for him and just basically just dipped it in gold paint and then attached it to like a little makeshift trophy and gave it to him. But yeah, I mean, that used to be a big thing with the little kids' shoes. I don't think people do that anymore. I think you're right.
There's a website called bronzery.com.
Bronzery.com?
Where you can get it done.
I didn't know that those were shoes that were dipped.
Yeah.
I just thought you bought them.
This one, speaking of kids, Sin City Dad said, my wife refuses to throw away our kids' first car seat, which is a real pain in the ass because those things are big and clunky. And you think about storage in garages, right? And how precious that space is. Mm-hmm. If you've got something that is basically 3 feet by 2 feet and you can't stack anything on top of it, it doesn't even stack well on top of other things necessarily. That's, I feel you, man. That's a bummer.
I mean, but especially what if you have another kid, though? Or what if somebody you know has a kid? I mean, it's a perfectly good car seat. What do you do? I mean,
it's not a perfectly good car seat.
They
expire. Oh, yeah. It's a big thing.
Wait, what? They expire? Yeah,
expire. Yeah, they expire.
How do they expire?
That's what I asked, and it just seems like a scam that my wife is falling for.
Yeah. Like technology progresses, and they just force you to buy a new one. That's all.
Yeah, they force you to buy a new one, and car seats are expensive. But yeah, the whole idea of like, let's just reuse the same car seat. That's what I suggested with all of our kids, and I'm like,
you're on kid three.
Yeah, three car. Well, no,
you haven't reused them.
I think we reused the first one, and then by the time we got to kid number three, it was time for a new one. So, yeah.
So, what's the expiration date? How long can you have one? Is it like 10 years?
It depends. No, it's way less. It's like 2 years, and then they're expired.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it's not best.
If I have four kids back to back, I'm using that same car seat. Like, what? Like, do they force you to get a new one? That doesn't make any sense.
It's garbage. Devin said shoeboxes. I make sure the shoebox is in good shape before I even buy the shoe because they make great containers to hold random stuff. Who else has not only a bunch of shoeboxes that don't have shoes in them, but also all of the Apple boxes? So if you buy like an iPad or like the other day.
I never
when I
use those.
No, of course not. No, the other day,
10 of them.
I was so proud of myself. I went through my closet and I threw away all of my empty Apple boxes. But like you feel the box. These are good, sturdy boxes.
Sturdy box.
What the hell would I ever use this for?
Such a dumb attachment to boxes? Like everybody,
cats.
Like, this is a really good box. Like, we should hold on to
box.
This.
Like, even like when I get something out from Amazon, I'm like, oh, man, that's a good box right there. That's a nice box, yeah.
I have an irrational attachment to shoes, and my wife hates it. Like, I don't think I've thrown out a pair of shoes in, you know, myself in 20 years, but my wife has thrown out several pairs of my shoes, especially my slides that I had from high school that were 20 years old that she threw away.
But
I've got a pair, it down.
You know.
He wanted to duct tape them, Dave. He could have worn them again.
I would have super glued them, gorilla glued them, and throw some staples.
Gorilla glue.
Because she knows what would have happened. You would have been wearing your gorilla glued slides out somewhere, and they would have burst on you, and then you would have been stranded until somebody called AAA for you because you would have refused to move your slides. Until some other guy showed up to change your slides out for you.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what is it that you refuse to throw away? I mean, there's things that are sentimental, and sometimes, unfortunately, those sentimental things are enormous. Randy, who's with us on Twitch, said, my old goalie hockey gear from when I was a teen, and my blanket from my childhood. My ex-wife tossed them after I move.
No.
One of the many reasons she is my ex-wife.
Goalie equipment is expensive, first and foremost. Even if you're not using it, it's still very, very expensive. But you're not your childhood blanket.
Blanket.
That is legit. Like, if you still had Dave, because you had a raccoon, right? And I had a raccoon.
Yeah, Rufus.
Mine was Rocky. He had Rocky Rufus, Rufus. I had Rocky.
We should change the name of the show to the Rufus and Rocky Radio Show. Isn't that fun?
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's fun and flirty. Let's do it. That's love fun good and flirty, alliteration.
Yeah.
We love an alliteration.
But so, if they were to throw those out, that is a direct affront of like who, like a direct attack of you, like your personhood. Like, no, that is something you grew up with and were like legitimately attached to.
Well,
like,
and you held on to it for decades and everything else. Like, yes. that is just a dick move. Like, you really have
it's
to.
Like, I've had this blanket longer than you.
Yeah, you really have to not like just be dismissive of that person. I think you actually have to hate that person in order to throw something like that away, right? Rhino said, my grandfather's bowling ball and shoes. He had it for 20 years. My wife is always threatening to get rid of it every few months.
See, stuff like that, it's like, I mean, when it's, if it's, especially if it's like a grandparent or a parent who's passed, that's when it gets real hard to get rid of stuff.
Yep.
Really does.
Randy said, I still have my Pez collection from when I was a kid, along with the Star Trek and Next Generation figurines.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
Keep them going, man.
Yep. Going over to Facebook here. Tanya said old flowers, and they make such a mess, but I refuse to get rid of them. You know what she's talking about, right? Like where you have some old flowers. Let's say it's like the bouquet from a wedding or something like that.
They dry out or whatever.
And you have it on, let's call it the mantle in your house. And then you go to move it one day, ever so carefully, and just everywhere. I mean, just an enormous mess instantly all over the place. But you can't bring yourself to get rid of it. Breeze said eyeshadow palettes that I never use. I tell myself that I will need them for a look one day.
Yeah, nobody's going to use that glittery, like, neon lime color that's in there. And we're always like, oh, that would be a fun pop of color. Uh-huh. I feel that so hard with my chest.
As soon as you throw it away, you're going to need it, though.
No, that's of course. You got to keep it.
What do you refuse to get rid of? Bill said my hopes and dreams.
Mm. Oh, that's fair. Hold on to
him. Jessica said, my house is filled with half-finished projects or projects that I plan on finishing at some point, like the coffee table I'm definitely going to refinish and the blanket that I'm halfway done knitting. My husband, thankfully, is a saint.
Warren on our chat said, I still have the Legos from when I was a kid. I will say Legos, I mean, kind of timeless and kind of indestructible for the most part, you know, like as far as like toys or, you know, toys or whatever you want, if you want to label them that, you know, that last forever. Legos, probably maybe the perfect toy.
How annoying is that to move around Legos, though? Like if you're staying in one place?
I think my mom has a box full of my Legos still. I think they're with all my like old school G.I. Joes and stuff like that.
And do you know why they're in such good condition still? It's a good box.
Why is that?
It's a good sturdy box.
It's an old Apple box.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
This game gets much harder if you have a dirty mind, but it's pretty simple how it works. So we've got a total of three here, and nothing that's being said in any of these clips, dirty whatsoever, but there are some strategically placed bleeps. So I'm going to give you the setup. I'm going to tell you who it is. And give you the setup of what it is that they're talking about. And then I'm going to play you the audio, and then I'm going to give you a multiple choice of what it could be. Feel free to ring in at any point that you want by saying your name, but you have to make a guess right then and there, okay? So again, just a total of three of them. Good luck to both of you. Here is the first one. This is just an average suburban man, and you're trying to figure out what he is doing to help his community.
It just feels good to right? I'm just, you know,
my wife called up.
You're getting too old. It's been a really tough right now. I have a link on the website. I want to.com. Just wanted to put some out there. Oh,
God. So what is he doing to help his community? Is he A, mowing lawns, B, cleaning garages, or C, filling potholes?
Audrey.
Mahoney.
Audrey first.
I think he is cleaning garages.
Nope.
He is not. He is not. Mahoney?
He is filling potholes.
He is not.
Yeah! Hey!
He is mowing yards. Yeah, let's listen one more time.
It just feels good to right? I'm just, you know,
my wife called up.
You're getting too old. It's been a really tough. Right now I have a link on the website. I want to.com. Just wanted to put some out there.
What is that website? I want to mowyourlawn.com.
I don't know, man.
I believe so. Yes.
I don't know. Number two, this is Mitch McConnell, and you have to figure out what he is saying the opposition is trying to control.
They want to you when you can go to work. They want to tell you what kind of you can. What sources are credible. And even how many you can eat.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody tells me how many of those I can eat. This is America.
All right. So is Mitch McConnell saying that the opposition is trying to control A, your mind, B, your hamburger intake, or C, your bank account?
Audrey.
Audrey.
Oh, no,
I got
she
it?
Wasn't.
I think,
no, she wasn't.
I think Mahoney got it first. But I will answer. Yet? I think that he thinks the opposition is, what was answer C? Whatever answer C was. Because it's not mine and it's not hamburgers. Yeah, your bank account, sure.
Your bank account? Yeah, no, that's not right. It's hamburgers. Hamburgers is correct. Yeah, your hamburger
intake. Why is the
intake,
opposition trying to... What?
They're not.
Of course they're not.
That's why I thought that was the for sure, no way. Like, that was just like the dumbest
just when
answer.
Just when you think it can't get any dumber, we get something like this.
Nobody tells
they
me what kind of hamburgers I can
go
eat.
To work. They want to tell you what kind of you can... What sources are credible. And even
oh my
how
God,
many you can eat.
He definitely grew up in the era of McDonald's, and it's screaming right now.
All right. So third and final one, Mahoney has a point, and Audrey, you don't have one yet. So good luck. This is Tim McGraw, and you're trying to figure out what Tim McGraw says he would never do.
Absolutely not. I mean, look, I have a and there are a lot of good people out there who are trying to, but do I want to get into that? I think it's a high calling, and I don't know that I could it.
So Tim McGraw will never do what? A, win a Grammy, B, join a country supergroup, or C, get into politics?
Audrey.
Mahoney.
Audrey?
Politics.
Politics is correct. Oh. Audrey gets one. Oh, Mahoney gets one. Audrey wins today. Well done.
Listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So let's get into today's Redneck Report with a story that is quite something. This young lady, and I say young lady because she's only 19 years old. She's from Florida, and she got in trouble because she urinated in front of a police car and then offered the cop oral relations, we'll call them, so that way he would give her Juul back, her Juul e-cigarette.
That's what she cared about? Oh, my gosh.
Madison Ann Bryant, just 19 years old, was charged with disorderly intoxication, a misdemeanor, and offering a bribe to a public servant, which is a felony, according to the smoking gun. Sheriff's deputies found her at about 2:20 a.m. sitting on the median of U.S. 27 Highway in Leesburg, which is about 45 miles from Orlando. Said she exited a nearby truck after getting into a fight with her boyfriend, who was driving, about their relationship issues. Deputies spoke with her boyfriend, 22, who smelled of booze. He was arrested for drunk driving. They'd been at a party earlier, and they were arguing, but when they pulled the girl aside, they realized they left her alone for a moment. She starts peeing in front of the cop car. And so they're like, okay, well, you got to go to jail.
You got
to
go, Dave. I mean, sometimes like if you were,
but then she's like, I'll blank your blank. If you just give me my Juul back, hey. I need it for my anxiety. You're like, man, you are 19. You're not supposed to be hitting rock bottom yet.
Yeah.
It's not rock bottom. Get
that
out
is
here.
Pretty bad, man.
Whatever, man. Just because some people are open with their sexuality doesn't mean it's rock
open bottom with their
anymore.
Sexuality.
To you're a offering cop?
To a cop like for a Juul to give your Juul bag. It wasn't even like, well,
that Juul has some really strong, me and that Juul have made some really strong memories together, and it's a part of me, and
yes,
do what it takes. She's not a bad, like I said, not a bad looking young woman.
Yeah, and unfortunately this is probably going to follow her around for a while. So Joe Exotic, Tiger King, is getting close to his fans in another way. He has released some cheeky leopard print underwear for men and women with his face right on the crotch. Mahoney, I think you said it yesterday. I think we're all ready for the Tiger King crew to go away. Like
there was a Carol moment
Baskin,
in time,
yeah, on Dancing with the Stars.
We thought like quarantine was going to last like 3 weeks. We were going to move on. You know, the pandemic was going to, you know, we were going to be here and be gone.
Everything was going to be shut down for 2 weeks. We could reopen and then we get back to it. And we were like, you know, this is an entertaining thing for our little quarantine. This will be funny to remember this time that we'll just be a couple of weeks. And then it's like, oh, no. The quarantine and the pandemic is still raging after 6 months. And we have all had our fill of Joe Exotic.
Our fill.
Yeah, the tour bus traveling around the country trying to get, you know, the president to pardon him and everything else. You're like, shut up with this nonsense.
He did. Go away. He needs to be in jail.
So a Florida man who was seen driving stolen luxury cars was playing it real low key and he almost got away with it. They started a month long investigation into this guy when they realized, hey, there's a lot of like luxury cars outside of this dude's house and it seems a little suspicious. And they began to conduct surveillance and they found out that the vehicles actually, sure enough, were stolen and they had the VINs swapped on them. A 2017 BMW 750, a 2018 Jaguar F-Pace SUV, a 2017 Mercedes S-Class Coupe. He was arrested when he backed the BMW out of the driveway, and they found
three cars. That's not that. Like you started an investigation because of that? I thought you were gonna. It was gonna be like a whole parking lot, but three cars. That seems.
Well, I mean, they had some other things that I guess made it suspicious. And sure enough, when he pulled the BMW out of the driveway, they found a Louis Vuitton purse containing $4,000 in cash in the Jaguar and $46,000 in cash in the trunk of the BMW. He was arrested on three counts of grand theft of a motor vehicle. So all three vehicles stolen. And I think that's what it was, Mahoney. Like he had switched the VINs out, but all three of those cars had been reported stolen. And so they're like, well, that's strange that there's these three cars that have been reported stolen at this guy's house. And sure enough, say it, $50,000.
Say it right, Dave. It's Jaguar. You got to add that extra like Jaguar. Stupid syllable in the
Jaguar.
Middle to make it sound Jaguar. Extra fancy. Jaguar.
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 Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Morning, boys. Big day in America. Got another kiddo coming. Woo!
Message deleted.
Congratulations.
We have not heard from Big Day in America Dan in
years.
Ian, how long? It's been a couple of years, hasn't it?
It's been quite some time, but congratulations, man. That was so great.
Yeah.
That voice,
good for you, man. Good to hear you again, brother. I'm glad that you
a
are
big
doing
day in
well.
America and having another kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Mahoney
big Day in America
name.
Indeed. It is not.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, I want to know what you guys best thinking of Johnny Depp's best movie. I'm pretty sure it's Fear and Loathing. Let me know.
Message deleted.
Johnny Depp's best movie? I'm not a big Johnny Depp fan. He just looks like he stinks.
Ooh, the soundtrack to Blow was
so good. Whenever he came in with that briefcase and that white suit. And I'm
pretty
sure.
Herman's in it, too. And Pee Wee Herman's in it, too.
That. I'm pretty sure. What was the song that he was walking to in
Black
that
Betty.
Scene? Black Betty. Oh, what a
from
scene.
Ram Jam.
Ram Jam. He looks so hot,
too. We don't know the words.
Yeah.
Bam.
Who was it that, Spider Bait? That band that covered Black Betty?
Oh, is that good?
Bait. Oh, yeah. I mean, that song is, you've never heard it? That was actually, well, I mean.
No, I don't think so.
No.
It was a jam.
No, as far as Pirates of the Caribbean, I feel like that's too easy, or Edward Scissorhands. Like, those are the three things that come to my mind. Pirates, any of them, and then...
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah, you remember, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Oh, it's a jam.
I'm sorry, I can't really hear it.
Was that in What's
your
Eating
phone?
Gilbert Grape?
Yeah. I guess Edward Scissorhands was a pretty good movie with Johnny
Benny
Depp.
Benny and June.
Yeah.
No. Everybody forgets about Benny and June from the
90s. First Nightmare
Chocolat.
On Elm Street.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He wasn't on the first Nightmare.
What about
on
Chocolat?
Street, was he? It was like
bet.
The.
Bet. It's his first role. He got it from Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, it wasn't the first Nightmare on Elm Street, was it?
Yes, it was.
He's been in a lot of crappy movies.
He
was a really good Whitey Bulger in Black Mass. That came out a couple of years ago.
Never saw that one.
Does
what about his
worst movie? Yeah,
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Haunting nightmare.
Trying to play Willy Wonka.
You cannot remake that. Stop that. You're the worst for even thinking that you could.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I moved to Alaska, no Jack in the Box. I lived in Oregon for a little bit, there wasn't a Jack in the Box. I live in Salt Lake City now, and a number of things kind of stuck here that, you know, alcohol is kind of dumb, can't really get anything else really good. But for whatever stupid reason, there is no Jack in the Box here.
Message deleted. Oh,
there's no Jack in the Box in Salt Lake City at all? Really? Why is that, I wonder?
And you can't cope with the fact that there's no Jack in the Box with alcohol because it's all like 0.2%. Yeah. Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're not eating Jack in the Box if you're sober. I mean, you after you've had a few beverages, you go to Jack in the Box, you get those two tacos for a dollar, get some sour cream, and you treat yourself to a delight. But my dad, who lives in Columbia, Missouri, they didn't have a Jack in the Box for a long time. So anytime he would come to Las Vegas or anytime he would come to town, he would come and we would go to Jack in the Box and just get as many tacos. We'd spend like $10 on tacos, and that would be our meal for an evening. We would just go buck wild on Jack in the Box tacos. I'm like,
that was your bonding experience. Do you guys have to fight over the bathroom afterwards too?
We have to
just like
house.
Body checking each other into the walls as you're running towards the bathroom.
But he's just like me, and this is maybe where I get it. He doesn't get lettuce on his tacos. We are no
sacrilege.
Lettuce taco people.
Sacrilege. That's
lettuce doesn't belong on tacos.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
It's that cool crispness that balances everything out.
But you don't get cool crispness in Jack in the Box tacos because they throw it into a fryer, so you're not getting that cool crispness, Dave.
They're not supposed to fry it with the lettuce. You don't fry it with the lettuce on it.
That's
how they
get
the lettuce on after. No, they don't.
After fixing.
Yeah, they do.
Fry the lettuce. You're such a liar.
They throw everything in there.
You're so full of it, man. You're so full of it.
I had a friend who worked at Jack in the Box. I know these things.
No, you don't. You are a liar.
I did.
What a weird flex.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So this guy in Florida caught this catfish. And I mean, I get that it's cool to catch like a big fish. But this thing is horrific looking. It's a flathead catfish, which somehow is even worse looking. It's 48 and a half inches long, and it weighed 69.9 pounds.
Nice.
It is the nastiest fish you've ever seen. Did you just say nice?
Yeah.
Because it's 69
how much
pounds.
It weigh?
69 pounds.
That's a big fish.
It's a big fish.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, how do you even like? I feel like a 69-pound catfish could eat a small child in whatever body of water that they were fishing in, right?
Yeah, but they're too worried about just like eating trash and everything else that's like on the ground. Like they're just like bottom feeders. They're too lazy to go up to the surface.
They're gross-ass fish. This guy is also gross. A Georgia man has been arrested for allegedly pretending to be a teenager and enroll in a high school. This guy, he's 21 years old. His name is Abe Holmes. He is said to be a known con artist and used several pieces of false information to enroll at the high school as a 14-year-old student.
Yeah, what? I mean, most of us are trying to get out of school. You know, those years are tough. Like, what? Like, I mean, obviously, this dude's a super creep and something's wrong with him. But what are you doing trying to go back in? Also, it's going to be I saw a picture of this guy. You look like you're 30 trying to pass off as 14, man. Like, maybe look in the mirror before you hatch up a scheme like this.
It's just a Chromebook, dude. Relax. You don't have to go through all those hoops, okay?
Relax. Right.
They're like $48. You can get them at Walmart. It's like scamming the school out of a Chromebook that some kid actually needs, too. Like, what a dirtbag.
Right.
Relax, 21 Jump Street. Jeez.
So the Sunshine Dog Rescue, based out of Phoenix, rescued a dog that they have named Georgia, an Australian Shepherd mix, found living in a gas station near the U.S.-Mexico border by Rocky Point. They quickly learned that the dog was pregnant. Sadly, none of her puppies survived. They were all born prematurely. The founder of the rescue said that Georgia was heartbroken after losing her baby. babies, hoping to start her on the path of healing. The staff put out a call for help on Facebook looking for any animals that needed a lactating mother dog. What she ended up was a trio of newly orphaned kittens who also needed a mom. One staff member said she initially wondered if the dog would accept kittens as her babies, but she was surprised that they instantly bonded. I noticed how gently she was loving on them. I first brought her one to let her sniff it, and she accepted it, so I brought the others out. It's amazing how she instantly calmed down. And I think for the kittens, they have no idea that Georgia is a dog, but the fact that they are... you know, loving on each other and caring for one another is just like the sweetest thing ever.
I mean, you've got this big, beautiful German Shepherd. I mean, who is just gorgeous, gorgeous coat. And she's just so, you know, like you said, so gentle. And these little kitties are just like curled up on her belly. And you're just like, oh, my God. Like, if dogs and cats can get along with this, there is hope in this world.
Yeah, dogs and cats can get along. And yet somehow we're all still fighting on the streets about everything every single day. We should be more like those animals.
Like a German Shepherd.
I'll come up.
Am I lactating?
Yeah, a little bit. Curl up in your lap.
Can you milk a man?
I have nipples. Can you milk me? Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So a Canadian doctor says that you should wear a mask while getting it on. Skip kissing and consider wearing a mask when you're having relations to protect yourself from catching coronavirus, said one of the top doctors up there. Look, I mean, I'm all about being safe. This is pretty stupid, right? I mean, if you're going to be around somebody that you're bumping uglies with, you're probably going to be around them having a conversation that does not include a mask.
You those can't hardly remember to put a condom on. Like,
well, those types of bodily fluids don't transmit or at much lower risk to transmit COVID. So I'm all for this.
I mean, if it's a total stranger that you just
she wants to skip the niceties.
What this is she's got an ugly ass husband. That's what's going on here. She's like, put a
mask on, sir.
Like you said the other day, I think it was you, Ian, that this is the peak time for butterfaces. Yeah, I mean, like if you got everything going on, but you got a busted ass face, like if you're an ugly stripper, this is your moment. Like,
just you masquerade masks.
Yeah,
that would be kind of hot. Like, otherwise, like, what else? What other kind of mask would you put on? Like, I mean, because it's about to be Halloween, so things could get really freaky really fast.
Yeah, I mean, like, you see a lot of people that have like really good eyes, and then they, you know, the lower half of their face is just not great. And this, I mean, if you get good eyes like this, you should be rooting for global pandemics.
It's like a full on Jason mask or a Michael Myers mask.
Yeah,
ski mask.
Ski mask. No, because they have the hole on your mouth.
Well, I mean, that helps at least to some things. I don't know, but we're just trying to stay safe, and I appreciate her input.
So one particular, it's stupid input, but thank you for it. One particular request from a naturist couple has gone viral because it's one of the oddest ones out there. The ad by the couple seeks a driver to carry out multiple shifts and home removals. So they're basically asking somebody to help them move their house, and they're willing to pay over $2,000 to anyone who's willing to do it. And you're like, well, that sounds awesome. They're offering $2,600, but the catch is, because they're nudists, they want the people to do these deliveries and the removals and all of the moving of their house while naked.
Are you talking about like those big wide load houses that you see on the highway occasionally?
No, I'm just talking about like moving somebody's house. Like there's
boxes, like the and houses.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were literally talking about moving a house.
No, they're moving to a new house, and so they're offering $2,600, but in order to be the movers, you have to be willing to be totally naked. So,
do you at least have a mask on?
I don't know.
Can I wear shoes?
Can I wear socks?
Shoes are important, right? Yeah. But the thing is like, I don't care how hot you are. If you're totally naked and you're wearing socks and shoes, that's not a good look.
Can you imagine trying to move a couch down the stairs while completely nude? And also, if you're on the bottom of that.
Bottom. Mm-hmm. That'd be so bad.
Yeah. No, that's not. That's not like, I don't want to be looking. You look up in the wrong direction and you're never the same.
Can you imagine if somebody's carrying the couch up the stairs and you're like having to follow behind, just holding like a small box?
Well, have you ever dropped a piece of furniture on either your toes or your fingers while you're moving something? Like, I mean,
hold on a second. I mean, we've all had like the experience of getting like kicked in the nuts or getting hit by a ball or something like that. Can you imagine dropping a couch on your nuts?
Oh my God.
I don't think you recover from that, man. I think you just curl up into a ball and disintegrate like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like, that's it.
It's just your shoes and socks
but there's
are left.
There's no clothes there for you to disappear into.
It's just an empty pair of shoes that remains on that stairwell. And somebody's like, why are these shoes bronzed? You're like, that used to be my boy.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.